This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Planned Parenthood's primary cause is ending as many lives as they can as early as possible, but even they've weighed in on DACA because every left-wing organization must profess the same views on everything. President Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood explained why in a statement. She said, we're quoting now, here at Planned Parenthood, we firmly believe that every person has the right to live. Apparently the batteries in Planned Parenthood's irony detectors failed. Fox senior political analyst Britt Hume joins us now. I think this actually is a complicated question, what you do with all these people, but I don't see a complicated debate in progress. I see a lot of moral outrage and preening and yelling and name-calling. Why don't we have like a real debate?
A couple of things. First of all, Tucker, I certainly take your point about Planned Parenthood talking about everyone having a right to live.
Yeah, pretty wonderful.
It's hard not to choke on that. But beyond that, what strikes me about all the hysterics and the melodrama about this issue is that if you look at it, you know, for longer than just a few seconds, you realize a couple of things. One is, of course, that this dreaded event is not going to happen, if it ever does, for another 6 months,
right?
Which means that Congress has time to legislate this if it will. And the president opened a huge trapdoor in the whole thing when he said yesterday that if Congress doesn't act, he's prepared to revisit the issue.
Yes.
It's pretty clear that he doesn't want to do this and that he felt, you know, for whatever reason, that not least probably the fact that DACA's constitutionality is deeply suspect, that he needed to draw a line. But it seemed clear to me that if Congress does not act, that he's not going to do this. He's not going to go forward with it. He will delay it. And there is built into what he proposed anyway the potential for, you know, delay in individual cases and so on. So my guess with Tucker tonight is that none of these 800,000 or so will ever be deported.
I bet my car on that. More broadly, and it's still early, but the president is not turning out to be as tough on immigration as a lot of his critics feared and supporters hoped.
Well, that's right. I think he would like to get something for his willingness to go along with signing a bill that would make DACA legal.
Right.
Maybe he'd like to get some wall funding or other measures to toughen up our border enforcement. That sounds like the shape of the kind of compromise that used to be common in Washington.
Is that even possible now?
Well, you think it would be on paper. It looks like it should be. But in this polarized atmosphere in which we're operating, nobody wants to give an inch.
Britt Hume, of course, and Tucker Carlson talking about DACA. Rather rich, yes, starting out with, Planned Parenthood's president saying that, so rich that everything, every person, life is a value. Sweet irony there. If she only believed really what she said, that would be something else altogether, wouldn't it? The other thing to consider here is President Obama, his statement on DACA, and this was via Facebook. He says, shadow has been cast over some of our best and brightest young people once again. To target these young people is wrong because they have done nothing wrong. Well, again, I lay this at the footsteps of where it belongs, and that is with the former president himself. He was the one that left this open and created this confusion. Thank you very much. Again, just another one of the landmines brought to you by the Obama administration. And I believe that what the president, President Trump, is trying to do is codify, get these young people out of the shadows. When you consider, some of the numbers here of their contribution, it's quite astounding. It's welcoming when you break it down. Are there exceptions? Yes, there are exceptions. But by and large, the majority have contributed. And as we've talked about before, I would be one of the first to be there at the gates to stop any kind of deportation of these young kids. It is not their fault, but for the ones that have caused problems, then they don't deserve the liberty. They don't deserve the freedom and the citizenship or anything that is associated with the goodness of this country. They have demonstrated their lack of loyalty and faithfulness toward this country and what it's all about. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. Hey, this is the government of, for, by, we the people. That's what our Constitution says. That means we're in charge, okay? Not the elites. Don't buy into that propaganda. Take your place, your rightful place, if we're going to get this country back on track, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Herb London joins us now, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. Herb, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, Bill, a pleasure to hear your voice. Nice to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't sure you were going to be able to hear my voice today. We got the hurricane through, and so we're able to hold a couple of wires together because I'm on the east coast of Florida in Port St. Lucie, and so we were very, very fortunate. We got some winds, some tropical winds, some rain, a little bit of property damage, some electrical failures here and there, but fortunately our connections are able to hold this morning. So it is a pleasure to be talking with you in more ways than one. Let me tell you.
Well, I'm very pleased that you're in good health and in a sound condition.
Well, you know, the people on the east took a battering, and we continue to pray and are grateful for Governor Scott and first responders have just been doing an incredible job in the same way that they did for Texas and Louisiana. So we're hearing good reports, minimal amount of damage, all things considered. But I got to tell you, I'm glad to have it through. I understand now the sentiment. This is my second hurricane because coming from California, you know, we dealt with earthquakes. You know, those came and went and they were suddenly upon you and, you know, boom, then you're dealing with the damage and recovery. In this case, you got a week of a lead up and, news operations are doing everything they can. Some would say hyping it up a bit. Because they've got to fill the time and some of the hyperbole got to be a bit extreme. You know, my 93-year-old mother's calling me from California going, where are you? What are you doing there? Get home.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I can appreciate that, Bill.
And you know how it is. And I got to tell you, with Mexican mothers, they got their black belts in guilt. They know how to lay it. They know how to lay it on you. So it was like, oh gosh, you know, so. Yeah, bless her heart. You know, we love her dearly. Hey, want to talk about North Korea. The head of NATO says North Korea's behavior is reckless and it requires a global response. Interestingly, that in a sense, I mean, was that kind of a little look at Article 5 here from the NATO pact?
Well, to some degree, I think it is. It's also a reflection of what's happening in the United Nations. Because now even the Russians and the Chinese have been talking about a freeze proposal. The freeze, of course, on the North Korean side would be to cease all testing. The freeze on our side would be to tone down the militaristic rhetoric. I regard it as absurd to think of moral equivalence between the United States and North Korea. However, the one interesting opportunity here is the very fact that the Russians and the Chinese can claim they can control the testing of North Korea. Now, this would mean that the United Nations is giving very serious attention to the idea of what kind of negotiated settlement is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is also a reflection of NATO's influence.
Well, it is a time that's needed. We need international agreement on this. And to President Trump's credit, that he has worked overtime with China to try to bring them into the fold, and as much as he can with Russia, all things considered, because I imagine he's hesitant to pick up a phone that has any Russian on the other end as this investigation continues. This is the goofy thing about this that I think, Herb, that people misunderstand, is what kind of position this puts the president in with this special prosecutor and all the innuendo that's flying around.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. Look, Trump has done everything in his power to deal with the other major powers in trying to control North Korean behavior. However, the Chinese could do a lot more than they've been doing. They've finally come to the realization the United States is not going to tolerate this. They do not want a war on their border, and they certainly do not want a war that might lead to confrontation with the United States. So they are now taking this seriously. That's why I say the freeze proposal within the United Nations, absurd on its face because of the moral equivalence that is, of course, part and parcel of it. But at the same time, I think it's important to understand that the Chinese are now saying, we can control the testing that takes place in North Korea. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting and very firm analysis.
Are they saying this may be, the thought comes to mind here, Herb, that are they saying this in order to negotiate these military islands that they've expanded to?
Well, that may be part of it. I mean, look, the United States has never recognized those islands. We've done nothing about it except fly a B-52 overhead with a pilot waving at the Chinese. I mean, it's time for the United States to take seriously the fact that a third of all the commercial tonnage in the world goes through this area. It's alarming to the Japanese. It's also alarming that you've got this bottleneck at the Straits of Malacca, which clearly suggests that the Chinese can tie up commercial traffic for an indefinite period. Now, again, what you have to understand is that the United States could conceivably play a role and should play a role in this area. Is this part of a negotiation with China? Hard to say. But there is no doubt that the Chinese are looking for whatever advantage they can get out of the control they exercise over North Korea.
Well, up to now, it's been controlled by the United States, Herb, and it's only been recently that the Chinese are now, kind of threatening that position. I mean, they have ambitions to be the major player there, and all their behavior would demonstrate that trajectory.
Well, look, they have carved out this air perimeter zone in the South China Sea, and they've done so unilaterally. They said to the United States, if you're going to challenge us, go ahead and do it. There has not been any challenge. The Obama administration simply averted its gaze, said, you know what? But we're not going to do anything about this. They sent a battleship 12 miles from the exact site. That was about the end of it. They did not challenge the construction of these reefs, which are islands that can now accommodate jet fighters. So, again, I think that the play by the administration, by the Obama administration, was feckless and, by and large, toothless. And so the Chinese understand that. Whether, in fact, Trump will respond in the same way remains to be seen. But there is no doubt that there's a challenge right there in the immediate horizon.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much more complicated 8 years down the road, because what are you going to do? Are you going to bomb it to smithereens? How are you going to get them to demilitarize those islands? I mean, clearly, they have been set up and they are militarized, are they not?
Well, no question. And in fact, not only are they militarized, but within the air perimeter zone is the Spratly Islands. Partly, of course, the claims are made by the Philippines that they have control over those islands. The Philippines brought a case to the Hague Court of Justice, International Court of Justice. The Court of Justice ruled in favor of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. When that decision came down, Xi of China said, okay, they made a decision, so what? As far as we're concerned, it's null and void. It doesn't make any difference. So the Chinese will not even recognize the International Court of Justice on a matter over which they do have some influence.
Amazing. Well, the story continues, and Dr. Herb London is with us as we continue to break down and take a closer look at North Korea, the missile that didn't happen so far. Stay with us right after this.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, coming at you just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hurricanes, all things considered, as they're working their way through this great state of ours. We're talking with Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Herb, Putin himself warned of a planetary catastrophe. And the way he set this up, I thought, okay, well, he's talking about something militarily, but he says, no, let's talk it over. And I'm not sure the talking over has proved any kind of benefit historically here.
Well, I mean, the talk is always useful, but as Churchill once said, you want Jaw-Jaw as opposed to Wall War. However, Jaw-Jaw only has some meaning if, in fact, there's some military strength that stands behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in the case of Putin, Putin is a very clever man. Comes out of the KGB. His interest is only the promotion of Russian interests worldwide. He knows full well that the society internally is dying. The only way to recover some sort of political support internally is through these exploits outside the country. And that's one of the reasons why the Russians have played such an active role in Syria and why they are now one of the strong horse in the Eastern Mediterranean.
Well, what's their economy like? I mean, they're just
the economy's dead.
Yeah.
And look, if you do not have $50 a barrel for oil, the Russian economy cannot survive. Mm-hmm. It cannot survive because it is entirely responsible for or reliant on extractive industries, natural gas and oil. Aside from that, there is nothing in the economy. There's nothing you want to buy from Russia. There's no manufactured product. There's no software that the Russians are providing. There's nothing in Russia aside from these two extractive industries that generate an awful lot of income. But at the same time, when the price comes down, there's no question it has an adverse effect on the entire Russian economy.
Well, and they've got to go nuts because here America is at a point of not only energy independence, sir, but we're talking, as Donald Trump said, energy domination. I mean, that I got to imagine for Putin and the Russians, this has to rattle their timbers.
Oh, without any question. I mean, look, the real fear is that if natural gas in the Leviathan and the Mediterranean can be provided to the European countries, and those European countries are no longer reliant on Russian natural gas, that's an enormous problem for the Russians. Mm-hmm. And so the United States, if it's very wise, will start developing a natural gas strategy to undermine the Russian economy. That is, I think, the important play by the Trump administration, probably more important than anything that we can do to neutralize Russian influence.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking back at North Korea, Kim Jong-un and all that he continues to do, and, of course, his latest threat is he's got more gift packages for the USA that he says are on the way. More than halfway anticipated that he was going to release a bomb over the weekend. That did not happen, which doesn't mean that it still cannot happen.
Well, again, you're dealing with someone who's quite erratic. The only thing that he understands is the kind of extortion that he learned from his grandfather and his father. That's an extortion racket. His belief is if you can put pressure on the West, they will deliver the food and the fuel that is necessary to sustain the North Korean economy. Keep in mind that the Chinese provide all of this assistance at the moment. If the Chinese turn off the spigot, there is nothing in North Korea. It's one of the reasons why the United States believes that the Chinese possess real control over North Korea if they choose to exercise it.
Why doesn't the U.S. just do an embargo?
Well, we could. And again, that's one of the things that I think might make an awful lot of sense. But the trade that occurs within North Korea is primarily on land. I mean, the kind of embargo, naval embargo, would have an awful lot to do with the shipping of goods that come into North Korea from the outside. That represents about 10% of all the commercial activity. What
right.
we could do, of course, is since almost all commercial activity is in dollar-denominated funds, we can freeze those assets in the banks that deal with dollars, and that's all of the banks in Asia. That's another tactic that can be employed. Again, this administration has a lot of tools in its kit. It's not using all of them. And again, I think you'll try to do this incrementally before you go to the military option, which people are talking about.
Well, I would censor, based on Nikki Haley's no-nonsense statements that were made recently, is that the U.S. is fed up more of the the UN membership is getting fed up over this. They see this as very dangerous and reckless. I mean, even Putin, he's got half the scenario figured out. He's just not long on solutions here. Because meanwhile, as you note, the test site is at risk of imploding. This is the test site that North Korea has been using, it's running a high risk of imploding on itself, right?
Well, the test site is not that far from Russia and China. And, of course, if you're talking about a hydrogen bomb, which was tested in that region, it did lead to an earthquake. But obviously, the Russians could be affected. They recognize this. I don't think anyone is entirely happy about Kim Jong-un. At the same time, keep in mind that the Chinese have this metaphorical beast in a cage. They can let the beast out anytime they want in order to alarm the West. So it turns out that it has certain advantages for the Chinese. And it's also a very important point of leverage that the Chinese have. So it's not all negative for the Chinese. And it's one of the reasons why we've got to convince them that the disadvantages of this alliance with North Korea are much, much more significant than the advantages that they have at the moment.
And then you run the risk, if you tick the Chinese off, then now you've got North Korea and China against you, right?
That's right. I mean, there's no doubt that this is a very, very difficult situation. That Trump has inherited this situation is, in a sense, it's a tragedy. This should have been dealt with long ago. But, of course, the intelligence community continued to argue there was nothing to worry about until 2022. So everyone kicked the so-called can down the road. I hate that metaphor, but kicked the can down the road. Now there's no can and there's no road. We know that they possess technical capability of reaching North America, certainly reaching Alaska, 3,700 miles away. And if that's the case, then, of course, the entire structure of the United States is at risk. Everything is at risk. So we're talking about millions of people who are now held hostage to what the North Koreans are capable of doing.
Herb, what does Kim Jong-un want out of all this? I mean, what is the key bargaining chip? Have we figured that out yet?
Well, the key bargaining chip for him is, one, fuel and food indefinitely, and two, a kind of leverage over events that occur on the Korean Peninsula. The fear, of course, that has existed for a considerable period is the unification of North and South Korea. He would not yet want that to happen. And, of course, if it did happen, it would happen on his terms, not on South Korean terms.
Right.
But he has nothing to offer aside from nuclear weapons. There's nothing in North Korea. I mean, if you want an ice cream cone in North Korea, you're not going to find one. Go to South Korea and find it in 25 different flavors.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, to me, it's a non-starter. I mean, how do you abandon South Korea in order to appease North Korea?
You cannot. The United States would not do that. I don't think that that's in the cards. So all I'm saying is that this is in the mind of Kim Jong-un, who is not that sophisticated, not that intelligent, but operates on a very crude set of principles, and that is the use of force and intimidation.
Well, short of that, you're talking about taking him out. I mean, I don't know how else you stop this, right?
Regime change is certainly something to consider. You know, I don't know whether our special forces are capable of doing that. But again, if we had a CIA with teeth, he would have been gone long ago.
Well, I don't know how much longer we can let this continue, Herb, because there's no doubt. I mean, those that know say that with each firing of the missile, he gets more information. I mean, certainly the international community, we're getting more information on his capability as well. But still, I think this is a very risky game to let him go further down the road, don't you think?
Without any question, every single test provides him with more technical ability to go further and further in the reaches of the kind of depth of hell that a nuclear weapon can provide. So, yes, I think that you're absolutely correct. We cannot let this go on for too much longer. And not only does he possess more knowledge, more technical knowledge, but the Iranians are sitting there at every single test. They're obtaining it as well.
Exactly. It's a shared deal, and there's no doubt about it. Dr. Herb London, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Herb. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Take care, Bill. All the best. Bye-bye.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement.
Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. I got a special guest for you, Catherine Schwarzenegger, all excited about the release of her new book. She's a New York Times bestselling author, lifestyle blogger, philanthropist, and animal activist. Catherine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I know you're all excited about your book. And, of course, everybody here is Schwarzenegger, so they want to know, how's mom and dad? Everybody's fine. Family's good, right?
Yes, everyone's great. And we're all super excited to be promoting awareness around animal adoption.
Exactly. Well, the last time I saw your dad, he was with Jay Leno at The Rock in Malibu. We were riding motorcycles, and he still enjoys the motorcycle. So it was a while ago, okay? I don't know if he's still on the motorcycle these days, because that was probably
Don't worry.
Maybe. So he's still that kid at heart, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is so young, it's crazy.
Well, like you say, I know your family, and I saw the blogging, the tweets going out there. Everybody's so proud of you for this book, Maverick and Me, that was just released. The illustrations by Phyllis Harris, by the way, are just outstanding. And what a great story. A true story based on your own personal experience, right?
Yeah, I have, my dog is named Maverick, so the book is based off of my experience adopting Maverick, and I wanted to write a children's book because I saw how how enthusiastic kids would get about meeting my dog and hearing that he was rescued from under a freeway, and that the idea that you could get a dog that or a cat that came with a story was so exciting for so many kids to learn about. So I wanted to write this book to teach kids all about animal rescue, so when the time comes for them to get their first pet, that they might choose to adopt instead of buy one.
Yeah, let's talk about the numbers of pets waiting for adoption and how many dogs are abandoned across this country. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
here?
I mean, I think that, you know, one of the biggest and most important things that my parents taught me was the importance of responsibility. And what I think is so great about this book is teaching kids about the responsibility of having their first pet. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge responsibility, no matter what your age is, obviously, having a pet. And for me, having my dog has taught me so much about, you know, myself, about, you know, about love and unconditional love, and also about the huge responsibility that owning a pet is. So a lot of the pets that you see that end up in animal shelters are oftentimes because people make impulse decisions to get a pet thinking that it's not going to be a huge responsibility, and they end up not being able to take care of it, so they have to do owner surrenders. And so I think that, you know, with this book, I really hope to be able to teach kids and parents about, you know, the responsibility that pets are, but also that you can start by trying to foster a pet and see if making a decision to get a pet is right for you by being able to kind of test the waters with fostering, which is what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did foster for a while before, you know, Maverick captured your heart, that dirty little dog.
Yeah,
huh?
I did. Yeah.
So, yeah, but we know about dogs. I mean, dogs, like you say, are just so... they're just so upfront, you know, about love. I mean, they are just absolute givers. I don't know that I don't know, maybe I've just been fortunate with the dogs that I've run into or dogs that I've owned. They just love the heck out of you.
Yeah, they really do. And I personally think that I love all dogs, obviously, but I think that rescue dogs have so much love to give, and it's almost like they know that you rescued them and that you helped them, and they just are so much more appreciative of the life that they've been given, because they've really been given a second chance at life and at love, and they're just always so excited and such amazing animals. And my experience has been so great that I really hope that this book teaches, you know, kids about it and gets them excited as well.
Exactly. How did you get involved with animal rescue?
Well, I've always been a huge animal lover, obviously, but I really just started fostering kind of on accident, because my sister and I were walking on the street and saw that a local store in Santa Monica needed help with fosters over the holidays because, as you know, a lot of people go out of town, so they were kind of short on fosters. And so we applied, and I was living at my mom's house at the time, and we showed up with puppies at her house, and we kind of turned her garage into a little kennel, which she turned out to really love. And it was such a great experience, and we had about 7 puppies. And we found them all such incredible homes, and it was such a rewarding experience for me to be able to see these little puppies and have them at such a young age, and then be able to get them to a place where they were strong enough to be adopted, and to see them find loving and amazing homes and kind of go forward and in such a great, bright future was such a rewarding experience for me. And then I got my last foster puppy, which turned out to be what they call a foster failure, because I decided to keep my little Maverick. And and it was such a great gift, though, and such a great experience, too.
I love how they characterize that. Because he gets adopted, it's a foster failure.
I know.
Okay, go figure. But I think Maverick would say it was a rather successful fostering experience for him, right?
Yes. No, I hope so. It was a great experience, and I got him when he was 2 weeks old. He was found under a freeway, and so I took him, and I wasn't intending on actually adopting him officially, but we kind of created such a strong bond just because he got so sick when he was little, and, you know, it turned out to be the best experience for both of us, and it caused me to write the book, so I'm really lucky.
Well, congratulations on the book. We're talking with Katherine Schwarzenegger, her new book that's just been released, Maverick and Me. It's based on a true story. And it sounds to me, Katherine, that, you know, it's one thing to foster dogs who are in distress and need help, and you get them through that process. But when you adopt, it takes you to a whole different level. And I got to imagine this has altered your perception of adoption.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I think that, you know, no matter what age you are, getting your first pet is a very unique and fun experience, but it definitely causes you to learn a huge amount about, you know, responsibility. And I've told all of my friends so far that I think getting a dog in your 20s is the best idea because it teaches you a lot about what you're ready for in life. And I told all my friends to get a dog before you even think about having a child, because it really just puts
or a husband, you know.
That's it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're hoping that with this book that you'll encourage more people to consider adopting a pet instead of shopping for one. Explain the benefits of choosing to adopt.
Well, I mean, there are so many benefits. Because you not only give an animal a second chance at life, but you are able to get, an animal that you never would have been able to find before, and also take the time to kind of find the dog or cat that works for you. One of the things that I love about dog rescue is that you can start by fostering and seeing if you're ready for that decision, because it is a big commitment and it is a big decision, for you or for your family. And, you know, obviously helping an animal and saving an animal's life is the biggest and most rewarding thing that you can possibly do. So the benefits are endless, you know, and you have unconditional love for the rest of your life. So it's something that I can't recommend enough, and something that I think and hope that this book will teach families about all over, so they can hopefully choose to do that.
And I like in your book, you refer to rescue dogs, how they need a forever home. That's a huge difference. And a great message in your book, Katherine Schwarzenegger, Maverick and Me, illustrated by Phyllis Harris. It's even one of those books as grandparents would want to sit down with the grandkids, especially. But it is a touching book. It really will engage you and draw you into considering, instead of going to a store, going to a rescue center and maybe foster a dog to begin with, like Katherine has suggested. Find out. It'll help you count the cost and see if you're ready to be a responsible pet owner. And, of course, a rescue dog will love you forever for giving them a forever home, right?
Yes, they will, forever and ever.
You got it. Katherine Schwarzenegger, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they
they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different high-tech shelters, from garage shelters to deep earth bunkers, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. And we ship worldwide. Attractive, comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
When you think about it, there's very little you can add, right? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Bob Waliszewski joins us. Yes, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Also, the world-famous Plugged In department, PluggedIn.com, which gives you all the information about the movies that you're considering for your family. You can check it out. All the great reviews are right there. It'll save you a lot of money and a lot of grief along the way. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey, we made it through the hurricane. Fortunately for us, being on the east side, we got inundated with 24/7 Hurricane Irma news. I mean, you thought it was a political bombshell here. It was like we were being carpet bombed with everything that was hurricanes here in the state.
Well, we've certainly had so many devastating things happened just recently. Yeah. I think of the earthquake in Mexico, which
exactly
would dominate the news if it weren't for Harvey and Irma.
Yeah. 8.2, Robert, something like that? Was it
8.1? I think I
8.1
heard.
Or something.
Yeah, right, you're right. I mean, they say it either is the biggest earthquake in Mexico on the Richter scale, or it's right up there in the top three. The last I heard, around 50 people died. Honestly, if it was not for Irma or Harvey, we would have had 4 days. They would have been doing rescue stories. They would have been giving us how many people are from American Red Cross and organizations are down in Mexico helping. And no one's talking about Mexico.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I understand it, you know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is this is near home, but the fact of the matter is there are people who went down to Mexico to help out from this country, and Red Cross is there and other international support. And, we've got some international support for, Harvey and Irma as well. As you say, we were fortunate here on the East Coast, You know, all projections early was that it was going to come up the east, and we had to wait and see, okay, where do we go? And, in fact, we had friends in Orlando and also up in Pensacola that invited us up there. And thank goodness we didn't, we said, well, we're going to wait and see. And, I mean, here it is. They're on the trajectory. So they're going to say hello to Irma directly. But we were very, very fortunate. Some tropical winds, a little bit of wind damage and rain and, you know, the usual stuff, with about 70 mile hour gusts, you know, here and there. But very fortunate. So we're grateful on the east, but definitely, you know, continuing to pray for, the fellow Floridians in the east and what they're dealing with. I mean, you know, Tampa and Sarasota right up the western coastline there. It's pretty crazy.
And those in the islands of the Caribbean from Barbuda,
exactly.
Apparently Cuba took it really badly, and
Barbuda got devastated. I mean, it's like what's left, and then you talk about Hurricane Jose coming up, but it's going to be more of an Atlantic affair. But I think it's going to make a stop in Barbuda and pick up whatever's left there. I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Yes, it is.
To say the least.
God bless them. Help them.
Yeah,
help them
exactly.
Rebuild. Help them protect
yeah.
them, too.
Amen. Continue to pray for them. Let's take a look at the box office this weekend. Anemic No More went absolutely bonkers. And who would have thought, you know, that it would have done so well?
You know, Stephen King's The Dark Tower came out not too long ago, and it really didn't do very well. So it wasn't like a guarantee that just because Stephen King has written a book and has his name that a film was going to do well. But it is certainly an exception. I'd heard rumors. I was reading reports ahead of the movie that they were saying it was going to be strong. In my own mind, I thought maybe 70 million-ish, give or take.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It ended up making 117 million. I mean, that's huge.
Yes.
Single-handedly revised this very sagging box office. But what a film to do it. I mean, a family member who will remain anonymous posted on his Facebook page, and I'm reading Facebook over the weekend, and he's like, just got out of it, and Incredible doesn't even begin to describe how good the movie was, you know.
Wow.
And I kind of have a personal philosophy doing what I do to not just respond to every single person's post about how much they like movies, because typically I have a different opinion, but
right.
I couldn't resist because this was a family.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a family member. Okay, gloves are off.
Gloves were off. So I did post back on his, and I just said, Incredible wasn't the first thing I thought of when I exited the theater after seeing the movie. And then he posts back. He says, horror isn't quite your thing, I know. Well, it isn't just because it was horror. I mean, you also have seven junior high kids that cuss like sailors, misuse our Savior's name, use the F-bomb as if, I mean, again, like they're drunken sailors.
Right.
And quite frankly, when you do think about what the film is about, that demons that live in the sewer system of Maine are abducting and killing little kids, it's not really even, it's not inviting. It's not one of those films that just says, come see me, you will have the time of your life. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, you won't have the time of your life. Oh, and by the way, these demons look like clowns. So if you ever had an appreciation for clowns growing up, you will not any longer, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, all you needed was some sort of disclaimer from Cecile Richards herself, once again reminding everybody that every person's life matters, right?
Every person matters but the inborn. How about that? You know?
Exactly.
Although, you know, I hope she actually takes to heart what she said, because so many people agree with what she said.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's interesting how people can self-indict. And that's what I see more and more happening. But, hey, we're off track here. Let's talk a little bit more about the movie. So It, big surprise, 4,100 theaters, average $28,000 per theater. So a gangbuster show. Home Again came in number two, right?
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon is in this. This is really a 40-something woman who falls for a 27-year-old guy, And she's not even divorced from her former husband. She's still married, although they're heading toward divorce, mm-hmm. and she's trying to juggle what to do. So, you know, again, another one, I mean, it's not as bad as it, but it's hardly family friendly. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed Reese 3 years ago. The movie The Big Lie had just come out, a movie about the Lost Boys of Sudan. It was very inspiring. We gave it a great score, and I liked that film. And so Reese had just... had gone on Fox and Friends and talked about how, you know, she was looking at her future and she wanted to do more movies that were inspiring and uplifting. She went on to say, they don't have to be perfect characters, but I want my kids to be able to see the kinds of movies that I make. And, so I asked, you know, I had this in mind. I asked her about that Fox and Friends comment. Are you still committed to that? Oh, yes, I'm still committed to that. I want to do that all the more, kind of thing. Well, Home Again, I just can't imagine. Now her daughter, who was 15 then, is 18, and she has two little kids. I can't remember the exact ages, but they're real little. They're boys, I believe. I can't imagine that she wants her three children to go see this movie, Home Again, to see mom, you know, smooching with a 27-year-old guy. It's just this, it just kind of, it's just kind of, ick factor for me. You know, there's marijuana shows up in the film, lots and lots of drinking in the film, and but the premise of the film was just, you know, was lacking. And yet there were some good messages. Mm-hmm. It's not just a 27-year-old guy, it's him and his buddies, they're filmmakers, and they kind of adopt her two children, and they do a great job being substitute dads, and it's like, well, I like that, like that, you know, but overall, I did not like the movie Home Again.
Yeah, well... Hey, so what happened with 9/11 on this anniversary, the 16th anniversary of 9/11, 2001? What happened to that movie? I had to go down the charts here quite a ways to find out what happened.
Exactly, it didn't happen. It comes in at number 32, and it made 120,000, which is peanuts, and was on 425 theaters in the country. When I saw 9/11, I thought I hadn't done any research ahead of time, and I thought I was watching a true account of what happened in one of the, on the North Tower in one of the elevators. Mm-hmm. So although some of the dialogue seemed a little weird, and a relationship between a husband and wife that seems to be going nowhere is borderline, you know, breakup and divorce. Mm-hmm. I was giving it some slack because I thought, well, hey, if it's a true story, they've got to tell the story as it was. Sure. It wasn't until after I finished the movie that I found out the whole story was fiction, which really extra ruins it for me. Now, in fairness, it was when I started watching it, it was a reminder that, especially today on 9/11, that over 3,000 people lost their lives and over 3,000 families are affected, and friends, you can just exponentially were affected in a personal sort of way. And the movie reminded me of that. But once I got into this kind of TV show, it was a made-for-TV movie in my mind, and saw how weak it was and then realized it was fiction, I'm like, okay, now I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a little bit of a fan early on. So
it's almost like you were set up because of the sentiment of 9/11 and you know, the real stories that we've heard along the way, and even if they've taken a little bit of liberty, that would have been all right. But as you said, it just didn't bring it home, and certainly it was evidenced, even with 400 theaters. Not, I mean, what, 160,000 is all it did?
120. Well, 120,000, yeah. So $284 per showing, which is absolutely nothing. So obviously 9/11 is dead in the water. It won't do anything. So, and there's so many true stories that they could have actually made a movie about 9/11 and told a true story. There's so many stories of heroism. I think of there were 16 survivors in the stairway area of the North Tower. I'm waiting for a movie about that.
I'm with you.
Know, how that happened. You know.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. for as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days. You can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?